My name's Nikki, and I'm an alcoholic. My sobriety date is May 4th, 2010, the day before Cinco de Mayo. And I have a home group, and it's this one. And I have a sponsor. And yeah, I don't really know what I'm going to say. Like, I've kind of found out that I was speaking 15 minutes ago. And I'm a little nervous. It's kind of a lot of people. But okay, what it was like. I had my first drink at 11 years old, and I hear people say that it's like this huge, big experience and it changes their life, but that's not how it was for me. I snuck out of my house for the very first time and like went across the street, and this kid had hit a beer in the bushes, and I took it and ran back to my house and drank half of it and thought it was sour and tasted bad, so I just threw it and went back inside. And I didn't really drink much for the next year, but when I was 12, I spent the night at my friend's house for New Year's, and that's when I had my first drunk. And it wasn't a very great experience. I found out I was a sad drunk, which, I mean, an angry drunk, you have a reason to be pissed off at them, but if it's a sad drunk, you don't want to be mean, but they're annoying, and I know I was annoying. I was not a fun person. I was trying to like climb up trees and jump off and injure myself, and really, like, the monkey bought really bad stuff. It was ridiculous, but I thought it was great. I loved it, and I made a decision that I was going to do that every day for the rest of my life if I could. And that became the start of my weekend drinking career. Most of my reasons for drinking were that I thought it was cool. That's what the cool kids did. And it wasn't long after that I figured out that I didn't feel all right without it. I never, in my childhood, I don't remember feeling like I didn't fit in. I remember always being the center of attention, and that's how I liked it. But I don't know, I just, after I started drinking, when I stopped, it wasn't the same. Like, if I wasn't drinking, I wasn't happy anymore. So I drank, and I kept on drinking, and everyone in school thought it was cool, so I was okay to do it there. And my dad drank, so he wouldn't notice if I was drunk when I came home. And my mom is a little bit of a ditz. I don't think she means to be, but I mean... No, I mean, I give her credit, but I think she just trusted me a little too much. I don't know. But so I got away with it, and I was really good at getting away with it. I'm like, I have a lot of clutter in my room, so like bottles hidden under clothes, and no one would dare go in my room because it was ugly and messy and a disaster. So I got away with it, and I don't know. It kind of became my life. I tend to find things, and if I like it, I'm an extremist. I do it all the time. Every day, I embrace myself with whatever it is, whether it's a person, or drink, or a feeling, or I'm an extremist, I guess. But when I got into high school, I figured out that it was okay to, you know, bring my alcohol to school. And I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, other kids did it, so I was like, this has got to be okay. And so I did. And I would have vodka in a water bottle every day at school, and if I didn't have it, I wasn't okay. I wasn't. And actually, my dad just recently tried to take he had a big bottle of vodka in his liquor cabinet, and I knew every bottle in that liquor cabinet very well, so I knew that it was at the back and you wouldn't notice. So I emptied out that whole bottle and refilled it with water. And my dad tried to take it to a party. He was not happy with me, but I mean, what can I say? Like, it was a long time ago, Dad. But anyways, I lost my train of thought. So I liked being known as like someone who partied. Like, I thought it was okay. Like, I wasn't ashamed that I drank. I wasn't ashamed that, like, I was at school drunk. I thought it was okay. Like, that was perfectly normal. Everyone else does it, right? Like, I could go hit someone up and they'd have a bottle of vodka in their purse too. Like, everyone did it. So I went through high school. I kind of got, like, not the best reputation. I had a reputation for being crazy. I had a reputation for crying. I was a sad drunk most of the time, or a reckless drunk. In either one of those, especially when they're together, it doesn't work good. And yeah, I don't know, but I liked it. I liked being known as the person who would party, because I would. That's the kind of people I would attract: people who drank like me, people who were ridiculous like me. But at the end of the day, I really wasn't happy, and I really couldn't figure out why. And I was like, maybe I'm not drinking enough. Like, maybe that tolerance stuff that they're always talking about, maybe that's going up. So I drank more and more and more, and I was a blackout drinker. That's what I wanted. I wanted to black out. I didn't want to have to remember anything I did. I just wanted to let myself do whatever I wanted to do, and I didn't want to have to make the choice. I didn't want to have to choose what I wore. I wanted alcohol to choose it for me. I didn't want to have to go to class. I wanted alcohol to do it for me. I didn't want to talk to my parents. I wanted alcohol to do that for me. I let it live my life for me. And yeah, that didn't go well. Last December, yeah, about a year ago, I got my first charge, and that's fun at 15 years old, getting arrested. At my high school, I got arrested for possession, and my mom works at the school connected to my school, the middle school connected to my high school, and so that was really fun, because she ran over to my school in a big fit, and if we didn't talk for a little bit, she didn't pick me up from the Jack Center. When I got arrested, I waited there for a long time, but I went to court and I got outpatient treatment, because I might have had like a little problem, maybe. So the judge figured I could do it fine. I thought I could do it fine too, and I didn't do it fine actually. I didn't do it good at all. Like, it was bad, and I got sent to my first treatment center. It was a really cushy place. It was really nice. Like, they had a salad bar, and we could have hair straighteners, and it was great. It was just fabulous, and I was like, oh, recovery is awesome. Like, this is the life for me. Like, I'm going to straighten my hair every day and dress cute, and it's going to be great. It's going to be perfect. And 30 days after leaving that place, I had this epiphany. I was going to be sober, and it was going to be great. And I was in a 30-day treatment center. My sobriety after that lasted probably a little less than 30 days. But this was my first outside AA meeting, and I met my sponsor here, and I started going to meetings. But I thought that that sobriety made everything better. I thought that it was going to solve my problems, that it was going to make all my problems go away. It was going to make everything better. And that's not what went down. And I was pissed. I was pissed at recovery, and I was pissed at AA, and I was pissed at everyone, because recovery wasn't this party like I thought it was going to be. I thought everybody in AA like had their own thing. I thought like these meetings, there was going to be like music, and it was going to be fun. And so I tried for a while to get sober, to live this life that everyone in here in these rooms are happy. And I was like, what, why am I defective? Like, this sucks. So I tried, and I failed, and I ended up getting sent to another treatment center, which I got out of last Thursday. And I think it's what I needed. I learned there that drugs and alcohol, they're not my problem. I'm my problem. And I'm not gonna, being sober isn't gonna be like a party. It's not gonna solve all my problems. It's not gonna make everything better. It's not gonna, it's not gonna fix my life. It's not a perfect thing, but it gives me the opportunity to deal with my problems and to feel things, which was really scary. Like, I don't know, emotions kind of freaked me out a little. I was like hysterical when I was happy and crying, and then when I was sad, I was like jumping off the walls and like dancing, and I don't know, emotions were a little bit of a roller coaster for me, but they're good, and I can feel happy today, which I haven't felt really happy. I felt drunk, but I haven't felt happy since I was about 12 years old. And it's a good feeling, and I feel like my life can go somewhere. I feel like I can be happy, and I can do things, and I can have actual relationships with people. I can have friendships with people who want to help me, who have my best interests in mind, and they don't want anything in return. It's hard for me to grasp it, but it's true. Like, I have people in my life today that really honestly care about me, and that they want to see me do well, and they want to see me smile, and they want to see me happy, and they don't want anything in return. They don't want me to give them a ride. They don't want money. They don't want me to like hook them up. They don't want anything. They want to see me do well, and it's incredible. And I have a relationship with my mom that I haven't had a relationship with my mom in a long time. And I get along with my dad, and I can talk to him. And I don't really have many friends my own age, but I think that's probably better. But I have friends today, and like, I didn't know that this is what friends were like. I really wasn't aware that friends like wanted to do things with you when you weren't bringing alcohol with you. I didn't know, but I'm learning, and it's good, and I'm clear-headed, and I can think, and I can communicate with people now. And I've never tried this whole public speaking thing out, but I don't know, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was gonna be. And I'm just really grateful to have this program, and I'm really grateful that I have a second chance at life, because I don't think I deserve to be, with everything I was doing, I don't think I deserve to be alive today. That's a gift that I couldn't be here without God, and I couldn't be here without you people, and I'm just really grateful, and I'm lucky, and thank you all for getting me sober.